CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
so stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. And if you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. This is a show where I come up with kind of a playlist or theme every week, and then we'll go from there, talk it through, sometimes follow the theme, sometimes just vibe with the music that's playing. But this week, it's actually I'm pretty proud of myself and a good structured theme. And I don't think I've done anything like this before, so it's pretty fun. I'm excited. This is what I'm deeming as of tomorrow, it's the first day of December, and obviously that is prime Christmas time. This is not a Christmas playlist, but it is the 12 songs of Stoke. So we're going to play 12 songs, and each song is going to have a number in it. So, of course, like the first day of Christmas, the song title has to have one in it, right? And then two, three, etc. So it's kind of clever, it's fun, I'm excited. There's a lot of songs with numbers in it, so I really did not struggle finding playlists where sometimes certain names and things I've struggled with, but this is honestly a great fun little playlist, so I'm excited. So obviously we will count up to 12. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Instead of going 12 to 1, I think we'll do 1 to 12. And then yeah, we'll go from there. So I'm super excited and it'll be fun. Woo! Happy December, everyone. It'll be great. So on the first song of Stoke, my true love gave to me. The song is called One Night by Good Morning. And I've played Good Morning quite a bit before. I've played Warned You. I played, I think, $10 before. Anyways, this is a band I kind of discovered a while ago. Not quite sure where they're from. They're Australian, which is even cooler. And I found Warned You and I loved the song. And then my friends, we did this app where like you could submit songs every week to match a certain themed playlist. It's cool. It was really smart and helped me with this radio show. Anyways, one of them would always send in Good Morning. And yeah, they had this great album released last year. So huge, huge shout out to them. This song, I haven't listened to it too much, but One Night, Good Morning, this whole album's great. And then from there, I don't know if I said this last year, but when I would study for exams or study for something, I typically listen to a concert and it can kind of help me like dissociate. And like, it's just like when I'm writing notes, don't really have to take anything in, just getting it pen to paper. Anyways, I'll listen to a concert, and the concert I picked this past weekend was Paul McCartney's latest new concert, because obviously I would die to be there, but things didn't work out. Hamilton was thousands of dollars to go to. So been kind of obsessed with the Beatles, and when I was looking in my liked songs and looked up two of us came up, and I was like, perfect, this is the vibe I've been on all weekend. Gotta throw Beatles Shack in there. They have a lot of numbered songs, I'll say. So we'll start with those two, and then we'll just start with those two and I'll be back.
Stay up until sunrise.
This wildness scares me. Is there a knock on the front door? Yet another show by the cold war. And our time is wasted, closing
and the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
Thank you. going home. You better believe it. Goodbye.
I'm still humming Two of Us. It's just such a fun song. The Beatles, I should just do a Beatles episode, I swear, because there's so many songs that are just so in-depth and so fun. Maybe in the new year, that could be a fun new project. But anyways, we must carry on. We are on to the third song of Stoke, a.k.a. the third day of Christmas. And what we got is 3 a.m. by Husbands. And Husbands, I have a couple of their songs liked as well. When I say that, I mean like, they're probably been, I've been listening to a different band's radio and then their music pops up. I like it randomly and forget about them. But then when it comes back, I'm like, oh, this band is good. And it's typically the type of band that I need to, you know, listen to and explore a bit more. But they are a kind of dream poppy, like right up my alley. If you're like, if you're a classic Stoke listener, my Lord, this is the type of music I'm gonna play. And it just so worked out that 3 a.m., 3 in the name, it was perfect. At first in the playlist, I was going to allow it to be like the band name or the album name or this. But, you know, so many songs have numbers in it. It worked out perfectly. Okay, next song, 4Runner by Rostam. I was really debating doing 4 a.m. by Girl in Red because that one was a song I've always, always, always loved. But this one I forgot about. And I was like, oh my gosh, this song is very fun. They haven't really dropped a whole lot of new things recently. I think their latest album, oh no, they dropped an album last year, but they're all instrumental. So it's a bit of a like, I don't know. It's a cool band if you ever are bored and want to listen it into anything. I have a couple, again, of their songs liked. But, you know, I have 2,516 songs on my liked songs playlist. So, you know, I don't really remember all of them. But this one, when on the re-listen, 4Runner is a very, very fun one. And I think I'm going to sneak in one more just because, you know, change it up a bit. And typically, I'm not the biggest Arctic Monkeys girl. I'm not really a huge, you know, there's some of their songs I like, but I'm not a huge fan of theirs. However, if we're counting up and I needed a song for 5, why wouldn't I do 505? Like, I had these random songs for 5 or, like, kind of something far-fetched. I was like, oh, my God, I got to just do 505. This is literally the perfect name for a song and what we're doing here. So anyways, that song, obviously a classic. The middle end to it is fantastic. It's a great song. A lot of like indie bands, like local indie bands or like university bands, will play the song, and I always tap my foot and enjoy it. So those are your next three. You got 3 a.m., 4Runner, and 505 by Arctic Monkeys. Enjoy.
Thank you. you up from work. We stick to the straight roads up the west coast, and I feel part of me slide. When the trucks drive by, I feel I'm swayed side to side. You're underneath the blanket on the back seat. I'm going station to station on the dock. Don't wanna be pretty like a girl, I think I'm pretty much your boy. You wear a baseball cap all the time and keep a knife in the passenger door.
Still
Welcome back, guys. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. And what you've started listening to is the 12 Songs of Stoke, spinoff of the 12 Days of Christmas. Woo! Happy December, everyone. All right, we are into the six area, the six range. The song I have selected is Man in the 60s, and it's by Baloo. And this song I've really, really liked for a long time. I wish I could, like, figure out... Sometimes Spotify doesn't really show me. I'm sure if I deep dove into it, it would show me when I like this song. But I've had this on my playlist for a long, long time. But it's just a fun, beachy, upbeat, summery song, which is kind of backwards to what the vibe is right now. Like, it's currently pouring rain, sleet, snow kind of vibe. And it's freezing. And it's dark at 4:20 p.m. So... there you go. But maybe this will help take my mind away from studying for exams and put it back into summer mode, which is nice. The next song, Seven, is by, it's called Seven by Men I Trust. This worked out perfectly. I didn't recognize the title of it, and then I heard it. I was like, oh, I know this. Obviously, Men I Trust, the Montreal-based band. Very cool. They've been dropping a lot of new music recently, and yeah. This is a great one. This one is definitely a good indie chill vibe. More like coffee house. Wouldn't be surprised if it's played in any coffee shop in Kingston ever. So there you go. And then, you know what? We'll do three. We will finish off with, I mean, if we start with the 60s, we'll finish off. It's called 80s High School, and this is by Castle Beat. And Castle Beat is not a band I've played a lot on here yet. I really should, because I have had... my moments with this band, and they are, again, very ambient lo-fi vibe, but that's what I like to listen to when I'm kind of not trying to know the lyrics or think or sing. Like, if I'm walking on campus, I want to know the songs and sing along, whatever, but if I'm, like, studying, this is definitely more of what I enjoy. There's so many songs that I have liked on my playlist by them, but, you know, Telephone, Research, Dreamgate, so many. Anyways, I don't need to read them all because we'll probably have them on the show or have had them on the show before, but this one is 80s High School by Castle Beat. And I guess we will play those three and I'll be back. So I obviously am a huge nerd for Stranger Things and the new Stranger Things season. That's what I meant to say. The newest season came out last week, and obviously the first scene, this isn't spoiling anything, but the first scene, the first episode Robin, the girl, is running her own radio show. So I feel like I'm basically a part of Stranger Things, and I'm one of them. And I've really been enjoying the first four episodes. The first time I watched the first episode, I was, you know, like saving myself, like want to watch one episode at a time, blah, blah, blah. The next day I watched three episodes in one sitting. So, yeah, and I actually went to work in between that and then came back and then watched it at like one in the morning. So I can't really help myself, but I can pretend to be Robin, that's for sure. And what I would give to have Joe Keery be my co-host. Are you kidding me? That would be life-changing. Anyways, we are getting into the 9 and 10 region. And these two songs are... This is going to be kind of weird, but I just thought it was fun and I had them kind of downloaded. 9 was a hard one to find because I don't want to just play John Lennon 9. I don't even know if that's exactly what it's called, but number 9, weird song, don't want to listen to it. So I was like looking up what else. I didn't really have anything in the archives. So then obviously 99 Luftballons by, I think it's Nina, that's how it's pronounced, came on. And then I had this big internal debate. I'm like, do I listen to the German version or do I listen to the English version? And I'm like, you know what? We got to go with the OG 99 Luftballons. That's what we're getting to. I've always actually enjoyed the song a lot. So sorry if you hate this song, but it's a bop. I can't understand a single thing that's being said, but it's fun. And to go hand in hand with not understanding anything that's said, I was trying to find a 10 song after, and that was also kind of a struggle. Didn't realize that, but I found a song called 10 AM. I had it liked, and it's by Meaningful Stone, but it is not in English. So I am not quite sure what language it is. Let me get back to you on that. She is Korean. I just checked that. And it's this very neat song, and it goes to show I really wanted to do an episode where it's songs that aren't in English, but obviously I don't know any of the translations and it wouldn't maybe be the most favorited thing, but there's some songs that you can just vibe to even though you don't know the words to it, you know. So I mean, I went to Oktoberfest this past Thanksgiving and didn't know a lot of the German music, but I sure had fun. So it's like that with 99 Luftballons and then the Korean version with 10 AM and Meaningful Stone. So again, these two will be fun. Buckle up. It'll be a good little insight. You get to broaden your music horizon. And yeah, we'll go from there. So that's the next two coming up.
Das sowas von sowas kommt. command that to poro un coquet. Ixucan elpoti to pulenda.
Okay, guys, we are on to the last 2 days of Christmas. What? I'm going to look up what the actual things are in the original song. What, you know, what the thing is. What is 11 and 12 days of Christmas? I should have done this the entire time. Oh, well, too late now. The 11 pipers piping are the 11th. Oh. I don't really want to know that it's the faithful apostles. I just, it's 11 pipers piping and then 12 drummers drumming. So there you go. That is our last 2 days. The songs I have picked for you is Vansire, that's the band, 11 Weeks. And Vansire is very similar to Castle Beat. So if you liked the song 80s High School, I will say Vansire is probably pretty similar. It is kind of like the soft, very easy to listen to indie pop. I mean, some people get annoyed by it, but I like it because it's just easy to listen to. And I've played them, I'm sure, a couple times on the show already. But Vansire is a very good band if you're ever inclined to kind of dissociate while you're studying. That's the way to do it. They're from Minnesota, so basically Canadian, if you will, at that point. And then, last but not least, the 12th song of Stoke and the 12th day of Christmas. But it is, I thought, obviously, no better song than 12 to 12 by Somber. I wouldn't say this is my favorite song off of his album, but it is fun. And I think he did perform it live on SNL. So it's pretty cool that he's really growing and kind of watched it. I guess I've liked a couple of his songs before he got really big. Obviously, I started paying attention a bit later, but 12 to 12, not really a better song to do than this. You know, if the number we're saying repeats itself, it's kind of the perfect song. So there you go. I think that's about all I have for you guys right now. Please, you know, I have a really fun episode idea for next time, and it was really time dependent, so, you know, I will give you a little tease if you've listened this far. I think we're going to do a Spotify rap playlist. Hopefully that comes out soon. Right now I'm recording on the 30th, so within the next day to a couple days, I don't know, maybe it'll come out, and I'll definitely do a dive into my year in review. So you might hear some similar songs next week, but that's okay. We got to hit the Spotify Wrapped. So also, if you're a big Spotify people, congratulations. Happy Spotify Wrapped. Enjoy it. And we will delve into it next week. But for now, this has been the 12 Songs of Stoke. Hope you guys enjoy. I'm your host, Jane. And yeah, enjoy this next week. Try not to be too sad while you're doing exams. You'll get through it. Christmas is right around the corner and holidays. So enjoy. See you guys next week.
Stacks of paper left me feeling CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists.